Blessed are those who persevere. In James chapter 5, verse 11, he says, consider Job and his perseverance and look what the Lord brought about. So today, if you haven't read Job in a while, read the first couple chapters of Job. Check out what he lost, the trials he went through. Even his own wife said, curse God and die. And yet Job persevered. He continued to bless and praise the Lord. There's a reality in waiting, in patience, that there's going to be suffering and there'll be a lot of endurance needed. And, you know, it's great to have friends around. It's great that they're encouraging and they pray for you. But there's a peace to enduring and a peace to patience that just means you're going to have to persevere. And there's no other way around it. Our existence now, as we wait for heaven and wait to be with Jesus, it includes a lot of perseverance. And that's just par for the course. And so what do we do during the times when the situation doesn't change and we're just going to have to keep going? Well, James says, the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. So we look to God and His character. And He's going to give you what you need to keep going. He's going to help you by His Holy Spirit. You're going to make it. You're going to make it through, and you just continue to endure and trust God and keep going. Don't give up. That's the biggest thing. Don't give up. Endure it. Endure it like a good soldier. Jesus endured it. That's part of our faith walk. It's not going to be taken away, but we need to walk through it. And God's there. He'll grow us. We'll learn so much. But simply endure and persevere, and you'll be blessed. And the Lord is sufficient at every turn.